Record has been hit. I give you enough time?
Well, like, it's just, okay, just go ahead.
No, 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 you're right. You're right. I should do that more often. I'm just messing with you.
You should definitely do that more often.
Yeah.
Let me tweet out that we're live.
Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Ferris, it is it's going to be a busy weekend.
Yes, it is.
We've got a lot of stuff coming to the channel, starting with us here tonight, and then LGRN after Snark tomorrow, and then the What on Earth Are They Wearing? Oscars Watch-Along that I am concerned about doing.
Stars are going to be with you, right?
Stars going to be with me at the beginning. Brandy's going to join me once she gets home from work. I just don't know how I'm going to find the photos and upload the photos, and we can critique the photos while watching the broadcast at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I have to still work out how to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Probably could, you know, you could share a screen. It's fine. So, Delia.
Ferris.
You want to start the show?
Yeah, let's start the show.
Start the show. Boom, bang, shakalaka. Welcome to another great edition of The Open Table. I am your host. Call me the dapper one, Ferris Muthanna. But I am with the one they call the anointed one. The one, the only. Adelia Chamberlain. Adelia, how are
you? I'm the anointed one now? What on earth?
I don't know. Buffy's on my brain. What do you want from me? Buffy's on my brain. Yeah. So, Adelia, before we go further into our conversation, into the Oscars and the questions we posed ourselves before the show,
I realize are on my other computer. So we're just wing it.
All right. Wait, are they like on your laptop or on your desktop?
Yeah, they're on my laptop across the room.
Go get it.
No.
Okay, all right.
Doing the show.
That's cool. But before we get into the show, Adelia, I want to give a special thanks to someone near and dear to us. You guys see the new setup, the animation at the bottom that's glowing. That looks amazing. That looks beautiful. It is done by none other than Brazil's favorite son, our man.
The editor Danny. Extraordinaire.
Editor extraordinaire, Danny Carvalho. Carvalho. That's what he yells at me at. So thank him so much. No longer will we have the overlays with our logo because our logo will be on at all times. You know, like, look at this. You see the other graph, the other animations are doing. It feels like little like blue flames.
Feels like we're in space.
A little bit, but or it could be a, you know, like firework cracklings, like crackling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, so there's that. So hope everyone's having a wonderful night. Sunday, guys. Sunday. It's not a monster truck rally. It is. The Oscars. I believe it's the 95th Oscars.
As Brennan says in the chat, did someone say Oscars?
Yes, they did, Brennan. Yes, we did.
I also want to say hello to Brandy. How's it going? Brandy says it looks like we're floating in space to her.
Yep. The 96th Oscars. The Oscars have been going on for 96 years. I think it's more than 96 years because I think they stopped in like the 40s because of, you know, some event called World War II. So yeah, it's been probably going on for more, probably, you know, 100 years. So 96th version of the Oscars is coming up. We have a phenomenal group of nominees, but we're also going to talk about other stuff about the Oscars. Like, it used to be the fashion event of the year. Now the Met Gala is one of them. Do they still matter? What's
will someone get favorite... slapped?
Is someone someone can get assaulted this year? What's our favorite categories? And does it still dictate movie going prowess? So we'll talk about that in a bit. But before we do that, just want to check in. Just want to check in with you, dude. See how you're doing, how you living, how you feeling.
I'm doing all right. I'm glad that we're doing the show tonight and not last night when I had no power due to a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
That was very annoying. They said we're going to get 4 to 6 inches of snow and we got 18. So I've basically been snowed in all day. How are you tonight, Paris?
Doing good. I'm going to be real with you. I always feel good when I'm in a suit. All right. There's a famous line in The Bear season 2. After Richie did his episodes of Forks, he comes in, he's wearing a suit at the restaurant, and Cousin asks him, "Why are you in a suit?" And Richie says a line that struck my soul, Adelia. He said, "It makes me feel good about myself. It makes me feel beautiful. And I'm feeling beautiful." That's all I gotta say. So I like me a good suit, Adelia.
Derek, like me a good suit. You're flexing on the stream today.
You know what it is. You know what it is. I like me a good suit. I really do. You know, pinstripes, brown, black, blue. You know what I mean? Like, you know, at the Oscar events, right? People always look at the great outfits. You know what I mean? Of the women and some of the men. But you know, I'm sick and tired of these. You know. I know these. A lot of the men they go basic and go black tie. Black suit, white shirt,
black tie. Yeah, it gets boring.
Yeah, man. It's pretty boring. You know? I kind of enjoyed what Coleman Domingo wore once. He wore a suit with kind of like a trench coat once. He pulled it off.
I think he had a cape on at one point this award season.
I think so. I think that's what the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can pull it off, pull it off.
I remember absolutely.
Well, speaking of clothing, Adelia, let's start talking about it. It's one of the fashion events of the year. People always wearing something good. And something's happening on Sunday involving fashion, right, Adelia? What is it?
Yes, Sunday on this very channel, the entertainment channel, me, Brandy, and Star are doing a special live What on Earth Are They Wearing? Oscars Watch Along. We will be watching the ceremony, we will be commenting on the winners, and we will be critiquing the fashion as the stream goes on. So that's 4 p.m. Pacific, which is 7 p.m. Eastern. So there we go. Join us.
Again. That's amazing. You know, phenomenal. But Adelia, let's talk about it.
Derek says, Ferris almost caught me in a lavender fedora at the LBHT Roundup. Couldn't find a good fit, though.
Yeah, you know what? You should have worn that.
Lavender fedora would be nice, Derek.
I had a fedora once.
Yeah.
I had a fedora once. It was black. I quite enjoyed it. I liked it. I miss it.
Yeah. Brandy will be fashionably late to the watch along because she has to finish work first. But
like a true movie star.
She will be there. She will be there.
Movie star.
She will arrive just in time.
So, Adelia, what makes the Oscars... Because it used to be the event in America, the Oscars. You know, a lot of, you know, was it at the Oscars that Marilyn Monroe wore her amazing that white dress that sparkled or something?
I mean, I don't know what Marilyn Monroe wore to the Oscars.
Yeah, I don't
know. She might have.
You know, I just think about her singing Happy Birthday to JFK. And you know, and that was the day everyone realized that JFK's cheating on his wife. Crazy. Yeah, I was like, all right, JFK, cool. All right, man.
It was the 60s. I want to say most guys probably did that back then.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, dude, what are you looking forward to in the red carpet? Because the red carpet's where they, you know, the clothes really come out and pop in. You know, do you wish some men kind of, you know, be creative with their clothing?
I do appreciate it when the men mix it up because it does get really boring when every man shows up to the award ceremony in a black suit with a white either white shirt and then either a black bow tie or a black tie. Mix it up. Bring us some color.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing who does that. I really am looking forward to seeing the dresses more than anything. I hope that there doesn't turn out to be like a color of the night that's something like black. Because there's been award shows where like a bunch of people show up in black, or a bunch of people show up in pale pastel colors. And I like it when there's a variety.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I'm like Brandy. I always want to see the pop of color in the fashion.
Mm-hmm. I think people are scared to be on the worst dress list at the trades.
They are too.
They're all scared, man. They're all scared. All the, especially the dudes. The dudes are scared, right? So they don't they keep it the same. They don't get out of their comfort zone. So what? Because you're not gonna put a black suit with a bow tie and a black tie on them. It's not best dressed, it's not worst dressed. It's just dressed.
Yeah. You know?
So yeah. I mean, they're scared. I think, you know, be like Halle Berry. When she won the Razzie for Catwoman, she went and accepted her Razzie with her Oscar for Monsters Ball.
I mean, that's queen shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't be scared.
I think the majority of people are going to look really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy, with an excellent point here, do not show up in fashion that will block others' views. That annoys her. It annoys me. I can't imagine how much it annoys the people who have to sit behind these people. So don't do that. The Oscars generally keep it pretty classy compared to some of the other award shows. You can get some more experimentation at something like the Grammys, let's say, than you would get at the Oscars. I think that it's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree. One thing I want the women not to do. Don't wear a dress with a long tail.
Oh, don't there will it. Be those. Yes.
Yeah. Those are stupid. I hate those.
I also am in agreement on that. Like, I don't know why you'd want all that extra fabric. You just have to pull it along with you.
Tailor it up. Like, it's, you know, I mean, like there's a famous story of how like Priyanka Chopra did that, and like Nick Jonas helped her into her Mercedes, the Mercedes truck that they get dropped off in, and then they ended up getting married. That's not gonna happen to you, okay? It's not gonna happen. All right, it's not gonna happen. So tailor that shit, okay? Tailor it. Like, seriously, like, what is this? God, man, I hate that. I generally hate that. I remember the genesis of What Are We Wearing? It was me, you, and Brandy. Just, you know, ripping apart the Met Gala.
In our Discord, $1 a month at our Patreon will get you into the Discord, and you can involve yourself in conversations like that. Patreon.com/LGR_network.
Absolutely. As well as, guys, we are also live streaming on Twitch. So make... Yep. What? I don't know why my voice was like that.
Your voice squeaked there,
bitch. Bro, bitch. So twitch.tv/LGR_network. Guys, all I want you to do is hit that follow button. And if you want to hit that subscribe button as well, then God bless you. But I really want you to hit that follow. Hit that follow. And you want to hit that subscribe? I love that too. But I really want you to hit that follow button. You know? As well as on this channel.
This is funny, Derek.
Yeah.
You need Oompa Loompas under the train to carry it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Very much.
Exactly. As well as everyone, make sure to like this video. Hit that subscribe button, because we're at 860 subscribers, guys. We're 40 away from 900. 40 away. So make sure to like, subscribe, and share. And hit that notification bell to get all the notifications when we go live. And when we drop pre-recorded stuff, like today at 3, we dropped our Dune review, our Dune 2 review. Me and Justin talked about the movie. I loved it. Justin liked it. He had some criticisms. I changed his mind to bump it up to a 7. So, boom. It was at a 6.5. So, you know, doing the job of the Dune master. Shout out to you, Denis. I would love to meet Denis Villeneuve, Adelia. Really, I would love that.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think next year's Oscars, Dune is finna win all the like cinematic awards and all that jazz.
See, I don't know about that. I think it might win a lot of technical awards, but I think it's come out too early to be like in contention for like Best Picture next year. Because generally what happens is if stuff comes out this early in the year, it's forgotten about by the time awards season rolls around.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You're right. You know? But speaking of the Oscars, Adelia.
Ferris.
I mean, I was reading Brandy's comment at 6.5.
Oh. Yeah. On our Patreon the other day, Brandy and Justin watched The Philadelphia Story. We'll have a review from the two of them on that coming soon.
Time out, The Philadelphia Story, the movie like in the 40s?
Yes.
Isn't that movie like a classic?
Yes.
You know what? I no longer accept his opinions on film then. I'm done. You know, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. All right. You know what? Oh my God. On the night of the Oscars. What is this?
On the eve of the Oscars.
You give Philadelphia Story. It's like him saying, oh yeah, the Maltese Falcon, 7. Huh?
It's Justin, and I look forward to seeing his reasoning for it when we get that video released soon.
You're right. Now, his reasoning for not liking one of the scenes? He wanted one of the deaths to be more, like, grandiose. Like, you know what?
The horror movie fan in him came out, you mean?
Yeah, he was like, I wanted Austin Butler to kill Baron Harkonnen and then challenge Paul to a fight after he... I'm like, what? You'll see it in the video. And you're like, what?
I also have been loving all the takes on Twitter that are just like, I know it's coming in the next movie because I've read the books. Yeah. Like, everybody's like, how can you do this? How can you do that? And I'm just like, just wait.
Yeah. This isn't the Dune review though. We're talking Oscars. Adelia. Yeah.
Brandy's glad you knew that was a movie from 1940 and not the Tom Hanks movie, Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. That's a very different movie. Well, you said The Philadelphia Story, not Philadelphia.
It is. Right. Yeah, but I believe Justin thought it was the Tom Hanks movie.
Oh my God, he's an imbecile. That movie should have gotten Denzel Washington an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. That's all I gotta say. Mm-hmm. You know, because... It's a tremendous film. Tremendous film. So, Adelia.
Ferris.
Question we have always asked ourselves every year when the Oscars come around. Mm-hmm. I love this question because it's so stupid.
Okay.
Do the Oscars still matter?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that think the Oscars don't matter.
Yeah.
But and like, if that's your viewing experience with the Oscars, if you think they are just a bunch of, you know, uptight Hollywood people giving themselves awards, then fine. I happen to think that they're still the most prestigious of the award ceremonies. And I think the Oscars still matter. Like, one of the things that the movie theater here in town will do, because it's not an AMC, it's not a Cinemark, it's not a Regal, it's not one of the big chains,
mm-hmm.
is... if we haven't had the movie that wins Best Picture come here by the time the Oscars roll around, then we will get it for like 2 weeks after the Oscars. So it's like the only way that I ever saw Chicago was Chicago won a bunch of Oscars. And then it came here. It's a tradition that this little movie theater here in town runs. And I really appreciate that because we don't get a lot of the Oscar bait movies. Even when they go wide release.
Yeah. You're right. It kind of irritates me that, you know, they stay in the big cities. You know, the AMCs and all that jazz, you know, and mm-hmm. people don't get to see these films, you know? So I can't like, wait till...
Especially you know? The ones that release just in New York and Los Angeles for a couple of weeks. Unless they are go on streaming right away, there's no way that I'm ever going to get to see those movies.
Yeah, man. Like, imagine, like, I'm sorry. Like, Like, if Anatomy of the Fall wins Best Picture, you're going to get Anatomy of the Fall, and you're going to watch a movie that, you know, a movie that some may say does what Barbie was alleged to have done, is a powerful female-driven film about a woman on trial for murdering her husband. Still need to watch it. Sounds amazing.
See, I think both those movies probably did what they set out to do, and I don't think it's fair to compare them.
I'm with you. I'm with you, but that you know, it's film Twitter, man. That's what they do.
Film they do Twitter is not a great place to be sometimes.
You could be like, yo, I really love this movie. So you hate this other movie? I was like, I did not say that. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. What are you talking
That's
about?
Why I generally don't express my opinions on movies on Twitter anymore. Because it's just like, I'll just say I love The Lord of the Rings because everybody knows that's my brand, and I'll move on. Like,
and no one really hates the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, you know? No one really hates The Lord of the
Rings. I've never met someone who's hated Lord of the Rings.
I didn't think you liked it.
Whoa. Hey, don't say that out loud. You Lord of the Rings fans, I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I liked it, but I don't like it as much as you. Like, it's not like I like it. I know it. It's a great. It's a
well. You watched it like on your phone, though, right?
Like it was supposed to be watched it on my phone.
No, you need to watch it on a TV or something, Ferris.
I watched it on my phone in increments of 30 minutes because those were my breaks at work.
I can't watch movies like that, man. I can't.
I've watched a full on movie on a train ride.
Well, see, like, I can watch a movie on a train ride on my phone or something. I watched movies on the plane when I went out to California a couple weeks ago. But, like, that's a continuous long enough that I can watch most of the movie. I can't watch it in increments. If I'm going to start something, I have to finish it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about, man, it took him 4 years to finish Doctor Strange.
I know. I remember saying that.
I just kept falling asleep.
Those are fighting words, Derek.
Oh yeah, that's a fighting word.
I just wish you didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, shot across the bow. I like Lord of the Rings. What Peter Jackson did was some of the most. I think no director can do what he did.
Those books were considered unfilmable.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Dune.
Pretty unfilmable. Our friend Trevor from the Oscar Buzz channel seems to think that the best Dune movie is the David Lynch Dune movie, and I just can't talk to him about film anymore.
No, absolutely not. No, you know what, man? You know what, Trevor, man? I used to like you, but you know what? I'm done. You know, you say stuff like that, and you're a Tottenham Hotspurs fan?
Yeah.
What do you want from me? You want me to like you? No, absolutely not. Come on, Trevor. Come on, man. You know that.
Trevor and his channel, though. It's a great channel if you're into awards.
Yeah, tremendous channel. Shout out to Trevor. Doing big things, man. Proud of that kid, man. Good for him.
An intern at Passion Fruit, where I work too now. Yeah. Doing shorts for our YouTube channel, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Tremendous. What? Film, man. Film is. I loved movies growing up. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would watch movies on the, you know, I did, you know, I make the joke, you know, but, you know, I'm from a generation that used to channel surf. I was the last of the channel surfers. What? I'm going to brand myself as that. The last of the channel surfers.
The last of the channel surfers.
Yeah. That's good. And we would channel surf and we would just find movies like on random channels on AMC. The first time I ever watched The Godfather was on AMC. First time ever, you know? And then me and my brother watched the Ultimate Edition of The Godfather, which is they edited. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. You ever watched the Ultimate Mix of The Godfather, do you?
I've never watched The Godfather, Ferris.
All right, yeah, okay, it's fine. Some people don't like it. The Ultimate Mix of The Godfather.
You know me, Ferris. I can't watch movies with violence that can conceivably happen to me because then my anxiety goes through the roof.
Yeah, but you're not a mobster, so this is definitely not going to happen to you.
I'm aware of that, but I still can't watch it. Yeah,
You're not gonna be shot up at a gas station. All right, you're good.
I live in the town where that Henry guy from Goodfellas, the actual guy, used to.
Oh, Henry Hill.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, you're not gonna be shot in broad daylight by a mobster from Turkey. That's not happening.
You know, I understand that, but like somebody could still shoot me, and that would be terrifying.
That's a good point. That's a valid point. But the ultimate mix of The Godfather is, so in the sequel, there's flashback scenes with Robert De Niro. So in the ultimate mix, they take the flashback sequences of Robert De Niro in number two and put it in front of number one. So you watch the movie chronologically. And that's me and my brother watched that once. It was quite tremendous. Channel Surfing, man, that's cool. Yeah, Channel Surfing used to be great things, man. Well, the ultimate mix was on HBO, like now, before it became Max. That was the only streaming service we had, because we didn't, you know, it's HBO. We didn't have HBO. We had to like buy an extra extension, which was like $25, and we were like,
yeah,
let's just steal our cousin's HBO now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, can't do that anymore.
Can't do that no more.
Down on all that.
Can't do that no more. But yeah, I watch film, and then context of the film. You know, it started changing for me, Adelia, with movies and Oscars. In the sense is I listened to this podcast called Gene and Roger. It was a podcast about Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, and they would review movies in the sense of what that movie is. They said something very profound. Like, everyone now is kind of like a Siskel and Ebert knockoff. That's what they are. They're all knockoffs. Yeah. All these reviewers are knockoffs. That's what they are. But Gene and Siskel were the gold standard. They're not going to review, let's take the movie Baywatch, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They're not going to give it the same scale, like grade it the same as
The Godfather.
The Godfather, exactly. They're not going to be like, oh, the Baywatch starring The Rock is not the same as The Godfather. I was like, of course it's not the same. You know, like Gene and Roger, they're like, this is a movie based on a cheesy 90s TV show about lifeguards who saved the world. Was this movie adequate enough to do that? Yes, it was. Thumbs up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I miss Siskel and Ebert, man. I grew up watching Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, man, they were, and Roger, he knew the internet's gonna change. He knew the internet was gonna change everything, and he got on top of it before he passed away. So shout out to him. Shout out to Gene Siskel.
I'm a firm believer that Rotten Tomatoes has kind of ruined film criticism.
Yeah, no, because
people don't understand what Rotten Tomatoes is.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Rotten Tomatoes has explained what they are numerous times, and people still don't want to listen.
Yeah, people just don't get it.
No, it's an aggregate score of reviews. You know
it. It's a percentage of how many reviewers gave the movie a 6 out of 10.
Yes.
Or better. That's exactly what it is. It's not it's a 95% in every critic that saw its mind. I mean, every single one of those critics could have said it's a 6 out of 10 and it'd get a 95%. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So people don't understand what Rotten Tomatoes is. They assume things are going to be one thing. They go into the movie, then they're disappointed, and they blame it on Rotten Tomatoes and the critics. And I don't think you should do that if you understand what Rotten Tomatoes really is.
Exactly. So, Adelia,
but let's talk about some of the movies that are up for Oscars this weekend.
Exactly.
You have seen more of them than I have. I've only seen Barbie. So tell me about one of the movies that you've seen.
So I've seen Oppenheimer. I think Oppenheimer, I think me watching it in 70 millimeter IMAX at AMC, it was amazing. It was awesome.
I think that's going to win Best Picture.
I can't watch it on Peacock. I can't do it because I'm scared it's going to make me not like it anymore because of the viewing experience I had at the theater. You know what I mean? The film was so big, Adelia. Like, there was someone said on Twitter, like, hey guys, don't be late to Oppenheimer Trust me, as the movie starts at the start time because there is no trailers. So I thought, you know, how real is this, right? I mean, I usually get to the theater early anyway. Like, you know, like 5-10 minutes early, sit in my seat, scroll my phone, have some fun, probably buy some popcorn, eat some popcorn. You know what I mean? That's what I do. You know, unless what's I'm up, going Rodney? To the... Hey, doing? Hey, what's up, B? How you doing? So I get there, right? It was like, I think it was about like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was watching my, was it three? Yeah, it was three. It was 3 o'clock. I'm like, all right, man, it's 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock hits Adelia. Lights are off. Movie starts playing. Like right away. And I was like, oh, snap. They were actually telling the truth. That's how big the prints were. The 70 million IMAX. And it was amazing. The sound mixing was tremendous. You felt the sound in your chest and it was pounding. It was like, you know what I mean? He was just, you know, Cillian Murphy. Man, he's just been working for years, and now he's an A-list actor now. He's an A-list actor now.
He's phenomenal. Actor.
He's phenomenal, right? He Christopher Nolan for years. He always used him in his films. Him and Michael Caine. You can make the case he was always an A-list actor. Because of Peaky Blinders, you know, you can make it a case. But you know, most A-list actors they have that one movie. They have that one movie, like movie actors, not TV actors. TV actors, the A-B list is a little different because, you know, A-list TV actors, they're like on like TV shows and so they're different. But A-list movie actors, they have that one movie that it's their movie. Like you say Cillian Murphy, you say this movie, right? Batman, you know, begins with when he was Scarecrow. He was the villain. He was the villain. But now he's the star, but he wasn't the star because Batman's supposed to be the star. And it was more about, you know, Liam Neeson. But this movie was him. And he drove the film. He knew what he had to do because he knew he played J. Robert Oppenheimer perfectly because he was in a constant state of confliction. Because he knew he had to do this, but he didn't want to do this. Because when the Germans split the atom, they knew that the Germans were going to try to make a weapon. So America was like, we need to have our own weapon. So then they hired J. Robert Oppenheimer, and he took the splitting of the atom and made the atom bomb. But then it also helped show you that if you're blinded through technological advancement, you could severely ruin the world. Because when you're watching the movie, these scientists, they're so happy. They're happy. They're doing something great. They're doing science. They're exploring science, and it's amazing. But in the end, they ruin the world.
Yeah.
And J. Robert Oppenheimer realized, like, I am Dr. Death. I am the Grim Reaper. Because at any moment, Adelia, they created a weapon. At any moment, any time, can wipe a group of people off the face of the planet. And he's like, Jesus Christ, what have I done? You know? And He's Cillian Murphy plays that stoic, intense demeanor of scientist, and it was just tremendous. You know, it was a great film, a great film.
We've got Cillian Murphy nominated for Best Actor. We've got Robert Downey Jr. nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Do you think they both win?
Absolutely.
Robert Downey Jr. is more of a lock than Cillian Murphy. I think Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers has some possibilities as well of winning Best Actor. He's won a number of awards this season for that role.
But he didn't win SAG one.
He didn't win the SAG, and that's the key one for predictions for the Oscars. That went to Cillian Murphy, so... It'll be interesting to see who takes
I'll
on
say
those.
This.
What?
If Giamatti wins, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I love Paul Giamatti. I've loved that man since Big Fat Liar. So, shout out to Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti's had quite the career, and I wouldn't mind seeing him winning an Oscar. Same with Cillian Murphy. I'd be perfectly happy if Cillian Murphy won, even though I've not seen either one of these movies. they seem to be the consensus top two out of the, because they're the ones that have been winning the awards. So let's talk about best actress, which looks like it's going to go to Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Ferris, you've also seen that movie.
Oh my God.
Talk to me about it.
Tremendous film. It's okay. When I say it's a horrible film, I'm not saying like the movie's like horrible. I'm saying you're just in a constant state of like just pure unmitigated rage of the unmitigated horror that took place. In the sense, it's like it's a horror movie. If you think about it, it's a horror movie because of just the casual depiction of genocide.
Yeah,
the way they did it. Like, there's a scene, Adelia, where some lady is walking out the house with her baby, and just this dude shoots her in the head in her front lawn, picks up the baby, then just leaves, just casually does it. Yeah, it is. And do not watch the movie.
I wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, don't do it. And it's just sickening. It's sickening. It is sickening. Oh my God. And Lily Gladstone, the power. Oh my God. The slight power she plays. It's just, I don't know what to say. She was amazing because she's married to Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie, which is kind of a great role for him because he's finally playing a role where, you know, he's attracted to women over the age of 25, which, you know, is a great acting role for him. That's how you know he's a great actor. He actually made everyone believe it. He was amazing in it because he was subtle with it. You know, in her mind, you know, there was a lot of times where her mind would play a narration, and the cinematography of it is just amazing. Some people complain, like, why do we have to see a field, you know, being burned for like 2 minutes? Because, one, it's awesome, okay, the way they shot it. And two, they were burning the fields to make sure, like, that no one grows anything. So it shows the horror of it because the movie's about the Osage Nation. The Osage, you know, struck something that is... I compare what Spice is to this. They struck oil in America, and the oil was theirs because it struck on their land that was given to them by the United States. But then the problem was the United States wanted that oil.
Mm-hmm.
And they hatched a plan with businesses. This was a government sanctioned thing, Adelia. People think like, oh, those businessmen, you know, went out for themselves. No, the U.S. government sent those businessmen to basically take the oil away. And there is a scene at the end where Robert De Niro.
Different people.
Showed you why he's been one of the goats forever. Because he writes this letter and he just says, you know what, in a couple of weeks, in a couple of months, no one's going to care. They're all going to forget. And they're all going to miss me. Because trust me, at the end, no one gives a damn. And he's right. He's right. No one knew about this. No one cared about this. No one cares what happened to the Osage. No one cares what happened to the Native American population in America because no one cares. And it's sickening.
It is sickening.
I hope she wins it. I hope she wins it. I hope they win for cinematography. And I hope they win for best original song. One of my favorite categories.
All right. So Lily Gladstone, I think, is the favorite for best actress. Best supporting actress, I think, is probably going to go to Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdover.
She's won everything. There's always a category, Adelia, that the person in that category is definitely winning it.
I think both the supporting categories this year are like locks like that. Robert Downey Jr. and Divine Joy Randolph.
One of the, I think a couple years ago with Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, she won everything. Mm-hmm. She won everything. And everyone's like, that's the category that's locked.
Yeah. In this category is also America Ferrera for Barbie. I just want to shout out her monologue in Barbie about what it's like to be a woman is perfection to me. It's absolute perfection. Mm-hmm. And she played, I'm so happy she got nominated. But I do think it's going to go to Divine Joy Randolph. Let's talk about this, Ferris. We have, I believe it's 10 nominees for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have 5 nominees in some of these other categories.
Yeah, I think that's
why
stupid.
Why is it that we have to add in more Best Picture nominees, but we can't say, oh, there's 6 really deserving directors of a nomination this year. Let's mm-hmm. expand the category to 6 for this year. Like, why do the other categories have to remain limited? I can understand, like, the technical awards, like special effects and stuff like that. You probably don't need to go beyond 5 nominees.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, there was such a... So many people were upset that Greta Gerwig did not get nominated for Barbie. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that, like, if they expanded the other categories to that same rule where it can be between 5 and 10, it doesn't have to be a set number every year and the number can change by year, that we'd not only get other directors who are deserving of nominations their nominations, but we might also see a difference in who wins sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No, I'm with you on that one, because it's the reason it's 10 nominees for the Best Picture, It's the Dark Knight conundrum was what people, when the Dark Knight wasn't nominated for Best Picture, everyone got angry. Everyone got angry. And then the excuse was, oh, we only have like 5 slots. And then you're like, how about you make more slots? And they made more slots. But yeah, they capped everything else. But Best Picture gets, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can do this for Best Picture. So if you're telling me Barbie, Past Lives, and Maestro are Best Picture nominees, and American Fiction are Best Picture nominees, so you're telling me they're one of the best movies of the year, the top 10 movies of the year, basically. But why are they the top 10?
Yeah.
Why are they the top 10? What was it, the direction? Because it's pretty, because I'm pretty sure American Fiction, the reason it's top 10 is that it's the writing, because it's nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay.
Yeah.
You know, so you're saying the direction of that movie isn't good or fine or adequate, you know, but the writing was top tier, but the directing wasn't top tier. So Past Lives, you didn't nominate it for nothing. You nominated nothing. Past Lives is nominated for nothing but Best Picture Adelia. So why is it, why? Why? Why is it Best Picture? Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, why? Is it the acting? Is it the directing? Is it the... Because with American Fiction, the reason it's in Best Picture is that it was nominated for adapted screenplay. You know?
Yeah. Same with Barbie.
Same with Barbie. So, I can see that. But Past Lives, I believe her name is Greta Lee.
I'm not sure who directed Past Lives.
Yeah, it's the movie with Adam Scott. I don't know.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Yeah,
Andrew Scott, I believe.
My bad, Andrew Scott. You know, the guy from Fleabag.
Yes, Celine Song is the director of Past Lives. Greta Lee plays the female lead.
So exactly. So that's the only nomination for Past mm-hmm. Lives is Best Picture. Why is it Best Picture?
Yeah. Why? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It, like, if you expand the people that can...
Exactly.
I'm saying, don't expand... I don't think you need to expand every category.
Yes.
But the major categories, I think, should have the same rules as Best Picture.
Yeah, like it's called, like, the Big Six. Best Picture, Best Director, the Actor, Actress... Which is one category, but it's 2 categories, you know,
mm-hmm.
as supporting actor, actress, which is like the 4th category.
Screenplay.
Screenplay, adapted or original. The Big 5. That's it. So the Big Five should have the same rules. So, because if you're I'm not saying Past Lives doesn't deserve to be in the best picture. I'm saying it should be, because people are mad that Greta Lee was snubbed from the best actress category. You can't just put that film there to be like, I know we snubbed you in the other ones, but here's your little consolation prize.
Yeah, that's my problem with a lot of it, is it seems mm-hmm. that the best picture nomination is like a consolation prize for mm-hmm. them not nominating the others.
Exactly. So I remember the year Fury Road.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, but I don't know if he won best director. Let me see. I know they won every single technical award known to man. They won everything. They won everything. So they did win best director. So, but yeah, here's the thing. Were they nominated for best director? Did he win for best director?
George Miller?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where is Brennan when we need him?
It's 2016, my man. 2016. Ah.
While Ferris is looking that up, we would appreciate a like on the video if you're enjoying it. And subscribe to the channel. Like we said a little earlier, we're inching ever so closer to that 900. We're about 40 away, so we'd really appreciate you guys subscribing and clicking the notification bell, because then you will be notified if your notifications work on YouTube, which mine don't, so it's kind of useless if I click the notification bell. Then you'll be notified when we upload or go live on the channel. Have you found it, Ferris?
Yep, the Academy Awards right here. The Academy Awards. So they were nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Cinematography, but they didn't win any of that.
Okay.
They lost. They won Costume Design, Film Editing, Hair and Makeup, Production Design, Sound Editing, Sound Mixing, and they lost the Visual Effects, but they lost it to Deus Ex Machina, which is justifiable. Which
makes sense. Which
is justifiable.
I believe the movie's just called Ex Machina.
Well, okay. So what the hell is Deus Ex Machina? Okay, fine. It's fine.
Deus Ex Machina is a phrase.
So, Adelia, so they lost to that movie about the priests being creeps. Spotlight. They lost the Spotlight in Best Picture. The only other award Spotlight won was Best Supporting Actor for Mark Ruffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me this film, Fury Road, won everything else it was nominated for. It was perfect in every category. But it's not Best Picture. It lost to a film that won nothing but Best Supporting Actor. And that's usually based on what Mark Ruffalo did, not what the overall movie did.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So that was always been my problem with you got to make sure no one gets mad at you. You got to justify everything. Oh my God. That's what Chicago beat in 2002. That's crazy.
What did Chicago beat in 2002? I don't remember.
The Two Towers.
Oh, I know the Two Towers. The only one of the Lord of the Rings movies that won Best Picture was Return of the King. And that was kind of like a collective. Yeah, the last one.
Yeah, it was like here.
Collective.
It was like, here, stop complaining.
That was the night that they swept their awards. They won every award they were nominated for.
Yeah, and so it was 2015. It was in the year 2015, the Oscars. It beat out The Big Short, Mad Max Fury Road, and The Revenant. And I'm just saying, like, saying it should have won. I'm not saying it wasn't good.
There have been some puzzling Best Picture winners over the years. I go back to Green Book winning when it did. Like, it's not talking about that.
No, God.
There was also the year Crash won, and like, I think everybody's consensus is that that's one of the worst movies to ever win Best Picture.
What year was that?
I don't remember. I'm real bad at remembering years of awards. Yeah. My enjoyment of the Oscars pretty much comes from childhood, where we would watch the Oscars, but we wouldn't necessarily watch a ton of movies or stuff that would be nominated for Oscars. So it was just like hearing actors' names and hearing about movies and then never watching them.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should correct that of a lot of stuff, but I just don't have the time.
2012 was crazy, man. They gave Argo over Django.
And that's another one where Argo won Best Picture, but Ben Affleck wasn't even nominated for Best Director. How is it the Best Picture of the Year without really great direction? Like, this is the stuff about the Oscars.
Ang Lee won for Life of Pi.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck wasn't even nominated.
He wasn't even nominated, no.
Yeah.
We're getting towards the end of the show here, Ferris. So let's talk about, I don't know, if you were a betting person, what would be some prop bets for the Oscars that you might be interested in? Another Moonlight La La Land situation where they announced La La Land is the Best Picture winner when it was actually Moonlight.
Mm-hmm. No, they won't have that again. It made them look really bad. Yeah. Made them look very bad, but I was so happy for Barry Jenkins though.
Yeah.
I watched Moonlight in class.
I've watched Moonlight. It's a phenomenal film.
Shout out to my boy Mahershala Ali, from the Bay Area. He went to St. Mary's College, played basketball there. He's a Gale. I didn't go to St. Mary's, but it's whatever. I tried to go to St. Mary's. They told me to piss off, so which is, you know, it's fine. They're lost.
Okay.
You know, I'm not harboring any grudges. Yes, I am. But it's fine. Mahershala Ali. So shout out to him. Mm-hmm. Mahershala Al Hashbaz Ali, I think that's his name is. Fully full name. You know, trying to show off a bit. I think we can go over under on like Oppenheimer Oscars. I would bet. I don't know how many nominations they got.
All right, let me count them real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think it's 12.
12. Let's set the over under at 8.
I think that's probably reasonable.
I would bet the under.
Yeah.
I think they win.
I'd probably bet the under too.
They win Best Actor, Best Act, and Supporting Actor, so that's 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think they win Best Director, that makes it 3.
Maybe 3, yeah.
And then their
Costume design, I don't see them winning. Cinematography, no. They might win.
But I honestly, yeah. Yeah, so that's 4.
Best Picture? I think they'll win Best Picture. Yeah,
it's 5.
Makeup and hairstyling?
No.
I don't think so. No. Film editing, I could see them winning.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think they'll win Adapted Screenplay, though.
No. I think Barbie gets that, probably.
I think they
get that. Honestly, man, I don't... I keep seeing Poor Things... And I need to make this for real. I think that director's a weirdo.
Yorgos Lanthimos.
I think that man is a weirdo. All right, I've seen 2 of his films, and I'd never want to watch anything he's ever made ever again. I am thoroughly disturbed. He is a disturbing man.
I've just watched The Favorite, which is the one Olivia Colman won her Oscar for, and that was a really weird movie.
When Cinema Bias still existed. I co-hosted it with Drew. I don't know what happened. Probably hates me now, but it's fine.
She does not hate you.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
she got a job, of course. She made me watch one of his films. It was Killing of a Sacred Deer, and I was thoroughly uncomfortable watching that movie. And I told her when we reviewed, I was like, "Yo, that movie's weird. That movie is. You know what? I may watch our old episodes.
Cinema Bias."
Yeah, have a good laugh. That young whippersnapper Ferris in his foray into dissecting film or cinema. I'd never want to ever. If you say Ferris, you have to watch a Yorgos Lanthimos movie or you have to die, I'd be like, you know what? Kill me now.
It's been a nice life.
Yeah, it's been a nice life because that man is a weirdo. All right. And I'm not like saying
his
like, oh, man,
very weird. Yeah.
Like. Is he like a cool weirdo? I still don't know. But I don't want to watch anything he'd be doing. Because mm-hmm. that man freaked me out. He freaked me out, man. And all the things I hear about Poor Things. No.
Yeah, Poor Things looks very strange.
It's on Disney Plus.
Put it mildly. I know it's on Disney Plus. I know.
Is it on Disney Plus in America or Disney Plus around the world?
I think it's on Disney Plus everywhere because they've got the Hulu integration starting on Disney Plus. So.
Oh my god. Ah. Oh my god, man. That man weirds
me. Yeah, it was released by Searchlight, which is owned by Disney, so it has to be on Disney Plus.
That guy weirds me out, man. You know, I don't take his movies like literally, but they're theoretically like they're not theoretically. They're generally weird ass movies. And he freaks they me are. Out. You're like, you know, like, I don't want to watch anything he ever makes.
All right, let's talk about some other predictions, Ferris. What other like things? I think What Was I Made For from Barbie is going to win Best Original Song.
Oh, man.
That's the Billie Eilish song.
Yeah.
It's won pretty much everything.
I think it's bullshit. I like that song, but...
Personally, I prefer other songs on the Barbie soundtrack to that, including the other one that's nominated from Barbie, I'm Just Ken. I prefer that to What Was I Made For. But I think the Billie Eilish song is going to win.
Yeah, because, you know, in the movie, it's a powerful scene of her realizing her, you know, her emotions and being more than perfection. And, you know, it's a great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
it's,
you know.
It's a good song and it really fits the scene that it's in. But I just, yeah. I would have preferred the Dua Lipa song, honestly.
Dance the Night Away? Love that song.
Good song.
I love that song.
I'm very much looking forward to the Ryan Gosling Ooh. Performance of I'm Just Ken though.
I am more looking forward to a song for my people from Killers of the Flower Moon. That song's gonna be that's gonna be a banger.
That song and you keep raving about it, so I can't wait to hear it.
I love it. I love it.
Other songs in this category is It Never Went Away from American Symphony. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, the movie about Flamin' Hot Doritos.
Shout out to Becky G.
So those are the nominees for original song. Another one of the categories that I really enjoy is I'm a film score person. I love listening to the scores of films. So original score, we have American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things.
That was a Destiny. That was bullshit. That should not be there.
That's just like the obligatory John Williams
bullshit.
Nomination.
I hate that. I think it's going to go to Robbie Robertson. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay. Because what I'm looking at doesn't have the names of the composers. It just has the names of the movies.
Oh, it's Robbie Robertson. He unfortunately passed away.
Robbie Robertson from the band?
Yeah, from that famous band, was it?
Yeah, the band. It was called The Band.
Yeah, him. He did his foray into film scoring. First film he ever scored was a Martin Scorsese. You know?
Yeah. Brandy, at this point... I would have cracked up if the Matchbox 20 song got nominated for Barbie. It's not an original song to the movie, so it couldn't have been.
It's illegal.
But it would have been really funny.
I think it's going to be... I think Ludwig is going to win it.
For
you know, Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, yeah.
Yeah, Ludwig's going to win, probably. But I like Oppenheimer and I like the score, but I like Killers of the Flower Moon score better.
This is a category that sometimes will surprise you. Like, they'll give it to someone that you don't think that's going to go to. Like, I remember the year that Ludwig won for Black Panther. Everybody thought Nicholas Britell was going to win for
Beale Street Could Talk. Yeah. Oh, no, but the Black Panther score was amazing.
The Black Panther score is phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
Still the only Marvel score to win an Oscar.
Yeah. Which is BS. Marvel knows how to score films. I don't know why they didn't give Alan Silvestri an Oscar for Infinity War or Endgame.
I don't even think he got nominated.
Yeah, it was poppycock. It was horse crap. Personally, my opinion.
I agree.
What's his name that scored the Captain America movies?
Henry Jackman.
Henry Jackman's scores were tremendous.
Phenomenal with that, yeah.
Yeah, love the theme song to Love Louisiana Hero, which is the theme song to Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Love mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, it's great.
I think they're going to give it to Killers of the Flower Moon, Robbie Robertson.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Not even because, like, people are like, oh, they're going to give it to him because he dies. Like, I honestly think even if he was still alive, he should have still got it. I think he scores a little bit better than Ludwig's in Oppenheimer. I love Oppenheimer. I love the score. Killers of the Flower Moon score is better.
I feel like that if this is one of those nights where, like, Oppenheimer gets on a roll and it's just winning everything, then Ludwig will win. But if some of these other categories where Oppenheimer's nominated and they're not winning, mm-hmm. then I think there's a chance for someone else to win.
I don't think Oppenheimer's going to win as many awards as people think they are. I think they're going to win Best Director, Best Picture, Actor, both actors. Yes, supporting and lead. That's 2-2. That's 4. And probably
we already said not screenplay.
No, because that's going to Barbie.
That's going to Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, I think it definitely wins.
Definitely sound. It's 5 in editing, which makes it 6.
Production design, I think, goes to Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're making a world that never existed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makeup and hairstyling, I think, could possibly go to Oppenheimer.
Barbie's
not nominated.
That's the one I was mad about. You're right. Yeah, that one was egregious. They should have been nominated for that. Here's the thing. The reason Ruth Carter won mm-hmm. Best Costume Design back to back both times Black Panther won. She had to create a culture.
Yeah.
You know, she was inspired by certain African garb, but she had to still create it and make it seem, you know, they are more futuristic. She had to create a new, like, culture type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Costume design for a period piece, it's impressive, but you have literally notes to do.
Yeah.
You literally have. I mean, like, you know?
I'm real curious about costume design for this because Barbie also had, like, many, many years of actual Barbie clothes that they drew upon for mm-hmm. Barbie's clothes. So I still think Barbie wins costume design and production design, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, because
I think Oppenheimer's going to win cinematography.
Yeah. So that's 7. I think that's
and
it.
And then I think that's it, yeah.
So yeah, take the under. Under the 8. Yeah.
If the line is set at 8, I'd take the under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, still a great movie.
But Adele, good movies were nominated this year. I've heard wonderful things about all of them. So
yeah, not a bad movie in the bunch. You know, even people like Maestro, you know, there's that joke about how Bradley Cooper is yearning for an Oscar that he's never going to get. He ain't winning an Oscar this year. So, you know, come back next year, Bradley.
Yeah.
He always seems to get, you know, matched up with someone who always beats him out. It's very sad. And in a couple of years when he's old and like 75, we're going to give him an Oscar for playing a blind man. Yeah.
He's got a ways to go before he's 75.
I know. They're going to give him like a thank you Oscar. Like Denzel and... But here's the thing. He never lost unjustly. Like, he lost and everyone's like, yeah, he should have lost.
Yeah.
It wasn't like when Leonardo DiCaprio got robbed of 4 Oscars or Denzel Washington got robbed of 3 Oscars. Like, there wasn't a robbery in the bunch. Like, mm-hmm. you just weren't the best performers that year, bro. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go cry to someone who cares.
All right, Ferris, let's end it on this. Someone get slapped. at the Oscars this year. I'm going with no.
Yeah, I'm going with no. Unfortunately,
I think that's the first and only time we will ever see that was the Will Smith thing.
And that's the day Will Smith is never gonna ever gonna be nominated for an Oscar ever again. Even if he has a great performance in 1 year, he's never gonna get nominated ever again.
Yeah,
that's I don't think the crazy thing is about it, when he slapped him, like, okay, he slapped a man. Who cares? Like, people get slapped like every day, right? You just usually don't get slapped on like Oscar stages. But that this he just ruined his career nonsense that happened. It's not. It was.
I have to say, the Will Smith apology video on YouTube is something to watch. I didn't know existed until I was watching a Jenny Nicholson video the other day.
I don't even know why he apologized. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Probably his PR made him do it, but like, I wouldn't have apologized.
Probably.
Me, I wouldn't have slapped him in the first place because I have thoughts on why he shouldn't have slapped him because I don't think that woman respects him, and I think he should have been left her. But you know, I don't want to go into it. You know what I mean?
Let's not get into that. Let's just wrap up the show.
So something that's tremendous, like the Oscars, it's the open table. And the one thing the Oscars have that the open table has, is they have Adelia Chamberlain, right? They have Adelia. Thank you so much for joining me. Where can people find you?
Chris. You can find me on Twitter or X or whatever the app is called this week, at Adelia Chambo. What?
Or a cesspool.
It is a cesspool. Twitter is definitely a cesspool. But I'm still on there, at Adelia Chambo. You can find me on the Highlights channel, our sports channel, doing Starting 11 every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific with Snark. That's our English Premier League recap show. And on this channel, we've got the Rewatchers Council, Thursdays, 3 p.m. Pacific. That's our Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch show, me, Ferris, and Snark. And we might have some special guests coming up, so check that out. And the Open Table, 8 p.m. Pacific every Friday night when we're available to do it. Ferris and I, our long-form discussion show. Thanks to everyone for tuning in tonight. And be sure that you tune in this Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific, for the What on Earth Are They Wearing Oscars Watch Along. Me, Star, Carvalho, and Brandy. We are going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, guys. My name is Ferris Malone. You find me at Ferris Malone on X, whatever. Every Friday, 3 o'clock Pacific on our sports channel, me and Caleb talk American football. Caleb was our guest last week. We talked wrestling. We may have to do a part two on that one for International
Women's
Month. For International Women's Month. And then you can find me here every Friday, 8 o'clock Pacific, like Adelia said, as well as every Thursday, 3 o'clock Pacific, on the Rewatchers Council. Sorry. My brain stopped. Star changed her name?
She's Star Carvalho now, yes.
Oh, come on, man. Heard the other name. It was easier.
What is hard to say about Carvalho?
I say it like that, but he keeps yelling at me saying I don't say it right. Probably apologize because he slapped someone, Ferris. It's a good point, Bradney. It's a good point. It's a valid point. But, you know, I wouldn't, you know, it's a good point. Star Carvalho. Okay, if he yells at me, I swear to God. Carvalho! Sorry. Danny, thank you again for the graphic you made. In the background, we really appreciate
Danny, it. I love the background. It's love so you, awesome. Danny. I can't wait to see what you make next.
In the future, Brandy Hamilton, Adelia. You gotta be, come on.
Yeah, the future Mrs. Hamilton, Brandy.
You know, personally, I would keep Dagwan because it's a better last name, but you know, it's just me.
What are you doing right now, Ferris? What on earth are you doing?
What on earth am I wearing?
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you all next week.